Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness gracious. What's going on, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And boy, oh boy, we have a throwback Thursday for you. Anyway, man, I hope you guys are good. Y'all well? Y'all good? Y'all okay? Everything's good? Well, we want to have a good time today. We want to just enjoy our time together here on Solar Records Radio. Man, there's so much going on with the war, right? Wow. This is crazy. I'm so sad, so sick of the war. I'm sick of, you know, every time I turn around, somebody's hurting, somebody's this or that. It's always something that's just wrong, man. And we got to figure this out. And this is just bad news for us. And I just pray that we get this together soon, because it's very, very ugly out here. But, you know, we have to do our best to try to keep the music as a healing mechanism. You know, we have to figure out a way to survive in the storm, because the storm is ugly. And, you know, storms are can be very treacherous. I mean, they can really freak you out. And so we have to somehow find a way to be able to, you know, be in pain because of the storm and because of what's happening to the little babies and even the adults that are, you know, I mean, people are losing their lives, you know, and they're so young and have so much more to go, and they're losing their lives in this thing. And somebody's doing this. Somebody's driving this thing, and they know who they are. And that's the ones that we want to be angry with. And we want to, you know, try to figure out a way to how to put them out of business. How do we do that? How do we do that, you know? And, you know, the thing is that the liars have become more of liars. I mean, they're shooting bombs and saying they didn't do it. It was this person that did it, or this company that did it, or whatever. And now everyone's confused. And it's confused the whole thing. I mean, what are we supposed to do? It's very, very difficult to be in this place. And, you know, I see these babies and they're hurting. They're scared. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand. Like, what did I do wrong? And so we have to somehow explain to our babies that it's not you, baby. It's not you. You're not the problem. You're not the problem, you know. And so I know all this is around you, and we got to figure this thing out. But you're not the problem. So just hang in there. Well, where's my mom? You know, I mean, you know, that stuff. What happened to my mom? Why isn't she here? What happened to her? Well, babe, just hang in there, okay? I need you to hang in there. Well, I'm 9 months old. I don't know how to hang in anywhere, but with my mom, that's who I hang with. And so it's just a nightmare. This thing is ugly. And we have to somehow find or figure out how to survive in this. And we can have the best people in the world explaining how we are supposed to do this. In the meantime, our feelings are still feeling. Our feelings are still confused. Our feelings are still hurting. And we have to figure out how to be okay in this. And that doesn't make it any better. So, what do we do? You know, we have a savior. And I know some of us don't believe in that. Don't believe in God. It's kind of hard not to believe in God. But he loves you. just like I do. And we're praying for you, and we're praying that whatever makes you feel better, please just feel better so you can do better, so you can be better for your family and yourself. And what would he mean by that? What we mean by that is being better, being just in a better place. Not hurt anyone, not try to take, revenge, but just be good. Because we have to survive, we have to move on, we have to do what we have to do, we have to believe that there's a better life, and it's a better way. So with that all being said, I just pray that you guys are good, and that you are going to be okay in this reckless mess that we're in. We need to lean on each other for sure. And so what I could do for you is I could play you some music, right? I could distract you a little bit. And think about our Savior. Jesus, Lord, please take care of us and help us do this. What a mess we're in. All right, guys, so it's Throwback Thursday, so I'm going to start off with some throwback Christmas music, because I can. I love you, and I wish you all well, and I pray that God is with you, and he keeps you strong. Let's do our best to be our best.
Rejoice, rejoice. night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco. I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out of town of touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Madonna, and a face that would make any man proud. Oh, what a wow. He's the greatest that's all. Please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers heaven knows. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Hawthorne, Gucci, Iarucci. He looks like a seal. That man is dressed to kill.
Oh, what the wow. He's the greatest that's all. Oh, what the wow.
I've ever seen.
beautiful, beautiful. And that's a beautiful song. My goodness gracious. Don Fleming is in the house, y'all. Let's get it up for Don Fleming, y'all.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, Mr. Fleming? How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, it just was kind of an emotional beginning of the show. Just trying to, you know, trying to keep the people up because of all the craziness that's going on in the world and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, but we, you know, we started out a regular, kind of regular, and then I went to a Christian song. And then back into the dance music. And so just want to just take care of my people, man, because we, you know, we're hurting, and sometimes we just have to find another way, a way,
right,
you know, to just get
right
past, you know, all the craziness and stuff. So, so how are you? How are you today?
I'm good. I am kind of, you know, multitasking a little bit, working, but I'm here hanging out and was checking out, listening to your blog.
All right. Well, you know, whenever you want to do a blog, you are welcome. We love it when you come in and do your thing here. So you are always welcome. You're always welcome.
It's all good, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, we got, what is it, around 26 minutes after. Yeah, I can do one, but I tell you what, man, is there anything that you wanted to add?
Oh, no. Do your thing. I love it when you come on. And anything you want to add, my brother? I know you have a show that you're
late tonight. I was going to ask you, you know, we were talking about, you know, of course, we were talking about, you know, what was going on out there in the Middle East and whatnot. But, you know, what's crazy and it's funny and serious at the same time is what's going on with Congress right now.
Oh, yeah, the House
doesn't really have a speaker. You know,
yeah,
there's no speaker of the House. And I mean, there's a pro tem, but you know, he has to basically, you know, there has to be hearing or not hearings, but what they call it. They have to have different times so they can vote for speakers. And, you know, the Republicans are they're pretty much in disarray right now. Again, it's funny, but the serious part of it is that it's affecting people's lives. Because if there's no Speaker of the House, then the House cannot conduct business. And, you know, considering that the Republican majority that we do have in the House right now, all they're focused on is Hunter Biden and culture wars and things like that, policy is not getting done. So, you know, they're voting against, you know, price gouging bills. There was a price gouging bill to kind of keep certain prices at a stagnant, you know, as far as like gas and things like, because people have, you know, again, OPEC sets the prices, but at the same time, you know there are certain areas of the country that's trying to make a profit off our hysteria. And that's why, you know, a lot of gas prices are up, you know, and they always say, well, it's about anticipating a war and because of Ukraine and what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, you know, the prices, we want to have the prices up this high so we can, you know, so it won't be any type of inflation and things. And you know, it's all kinds of, you know, red tape and baloney to me, but I try to be as politically as aware as I can. But, again, it's become a, you know, for less of a better word, it's become a crap show, you know, in Congress right now.
I got gas yesterday much cheaper than it's been in a long time. So maybe they've decided to back off of that idea, because my gas is like two something, like $2.75. So a gallon.
I hear you.
And,
I hear
it's
you,
normal,
man.
And it's been sitting at $3.25, $3.45. And so for it to come down to $2.75, I'm thinking, whoa, well, maybe they decided to back off of that ship. Because, you know, everything is just getting kind of crazy. I mean, we really, really need a speaker. And they don't want to let Jeffries do it, which he's always wins the vote every single time.
So, yeah, the Democrats are pretty solid. It's a straight 212 votes. And everyone else on the Republican side, they will not vote for a Democrat because they have the House. So, I mean, I get it. It's the nature of politics. But right now you have extremists, you know, an extremist like Jim Jordan, who's running, you know, he was one of the ones, he won't say Biden won, he won't say, you know, what happened on January 6th, you know, he denies it, he had a subpoena, he denied a subpoena, you know, to appear for the January 6th commission.
And he's also put up 17 different votes for us to vote on, and not one of them went through. So he is just really not the right person. And I don't, but I don't want to dwell too much on the negative only. I mean, there's got to be some positive stuff going on as well. What do you got for us positive?
Well, the positive, now, as far as the Congress part, here's the positive part of it is that, you know, people say, well, Democrats aren't doing it. And again, please, if you have any issues with Democrats, please, it is what it is. This is no endorsement. But, you know, having bills that come through the House, the bills in the last Congress, you know, like the insulin cap, you know, at $35, you know, they voted for that. You know, Republicans voted against it. And a lot of Republicans end up saying, well, you shouldn't have diabetes. You know, there's been a couple of people said that, you know, and I'm just like, how ridiculous does that sound? You know, well, I'm taking care of my body. How come you can't take care of your body? You know, it's all of these, and they talk about individual freedoms, but don't get me started, man. The positive part of this is that I think it's making people a little bit more politically aware of the things that are around them. And we still got a long way to go on the positive end of that. But I just wanted to kind of add my two cents on that. But hey, I appreciate you giving me the time to get on my soapbox. It's 2:33 in the city. We got about another 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I appreciate you hanging out with me, or appreciate you letting me hang out with you on your afternoon drive here on Throwback Thursday.
Always.
I say, do you want to hear something up tempo? What's your move, man?
Yeah, give us up tempo. Let's hit it.
Up tempo. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's. One of my favorites, man, is, you know, I always say, oh, it's one of my favorites. No. If I find a different vernacular, then I'll use it. But no, it's to me, as a music lover, I'm, you know, a big fan of a lot of great music, man. I'm a big music fan. And anyway, I want to go ahead and start this block off, give you a classic from the group Chains. This is called You Are My Melody, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. You guys keep it locked right here. It is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
shake your booty and brush your soul. Get up, get up. Shake your booty and brush your soul. Get up, get up. Shake your booty and brush your soul. Get up, get up.
Yeah.
course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. The music from The Whispers from 1990. Innocent, give you a little New Jack. A little New Jack swing from The Whispers. What a great song. Beautiful song. You know, I loved it. It just, you know, a lot of people felt like it wasn't, you know, The Whispers, you know. But, hey, some things, you know, it's okay to try new things. I don't, you know, it wasn't a big deal with me. I'm 16 and I loved it. So, of course, that was, again, music from The Whispers. Innocent, before that, West Coast Pop Lock, 1983 classic. It's a roller skating jam I grew up listening to, of course, by Mr. Ronnie Hudson. And, of course, started off the block from 1984, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Music from the group Change. You Are My Melody. Got an hour, 8 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us every Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m. I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. He calls it Throwback Thursday. Every now and then, you know, you have to kind of signify a little bit, you know. You just give distinctive meanings to two Throwback Thursdays, you know. Mine, which is later on at night, and then, of course, Mr. Wardell Potts in the afternoon. So that's why I call it, you know, Wardell's Afternoon Drive. Let's see if he's here. Wardell, where you at, bro? Are you here? He's out, probably out with the chickens. You never know with that brother. You know, he's got a farm down in Texas. So he's got to tend to him every now and then. What's going on?
I'm sitting here listening to you.
Okay.
It's all good. The afternoon drive. Yeah, we do have to make a distinction, a great difference.
Yeah.
Because
I don't mind signifying that. Signifying that. You know what? But you know what? I don't want to feel like I'm taking over. But I want to play a song. I want to do another quick block, if it's okay. But I want to.
Should have told you that half an hour ago.
Every now and then, yeah, I got to get back on, you know, I got to get back and take care of a little business. But I love hanging out with you guys. I love getting all the great feedback that we're getting. So, again, thank you so much for doing that. But no, man, first of all, let
Go
me come to you.
Thing.
No, let me come to you because I want to ask you what positive vibes, any additional positive vibes that you wanted to add? I feel like I cut you off in the last segment.
No, I just want, it's not really about me. I just want to make sure that the listeners are good. I want to give a shout out to Julian in Detroit. What's up, Julian? I just really want to make sure everybody's good. Sugar Rainbow, what's up, girl? Man, Kimberly, what's going on over there out there in L.A.? Well, L.A. County. L.A. County. That's San Bernardino County. Yeah. So Riverside County, that's what she is. What's up, girly girl? Linda Carrier, what's happening from Dynasty? Linda Carrier, much love to you, sweetheart. I know you over there in New Orleans doing your thing. God bless you, sweetheart. And so just, you know, I just want to just give some shout outs and just let everybody know we love them and appreciate them. And you know, go to our website and hang out and check it out and see what you see. See if there's something we can do better. You know, let us know. Leave us a note. And if you want to buy something, go ahead on and buy it. And much love to all you guys. We appreciate you. I'm gonna turn this back over to Don because I don't know how much time he has. So, but thank you for that, brother.
I'm happy to do it. Happy to hang out. You know, for all music lovers that get the opportunity to do something like this, you know, every day or every day you can, especially every Thursday, it's an honor and a privilege. So without further ado, let's go ahead and keep the music going from 1991, early 1992, from the movie Strictly Business. This is music from Mr. Jeff Red. You called and told me. Keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
But it seems that you're gone. done. You saw our friends.
And you call me.
Thursday on Solar Records Radio, of course, what you hear in the background music from Yarbrough & Peebles from 1984, Wrapped Around Your Finger. Before that, from 1983, what took a year before, Mr. Lilo Thomas, You're a Good Girl, and of course, started off the block, 1992 classic. And Mr. Jeff Redd, you called and told me from the Strictly Business soundtrack, you guys remember the movie, it had with Halle Berry, you had Joseph Phillips. Of course, he was Denise Huxtable's husband on the Cosby Show. And I think, Tommy Davidson was in that movie. What a great, great movie. I'm happy to say that I am friends with Joseph. Of course, he is a frat brother of mine. Now, we don't agree on different political sides of the aisle, but he's a good friend. And he is now, if I'm not mistaken, he's now teaching at Clark University in Atlanta. So shout out to him. And shout out to all the others that listened to this great block that I just exposed to the people. Let the people hear.
We love your stuff, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. It's grooving. I'm really relaxed. That last song just really put me out, man. It relaxed me. That is good. Wrapped around your
Man, I love Lois and Kaven. Of course, Yarbrough and Peebles. I had a chance to interview them a few years back on my radio show, and they were just so wonderful. And I asked them about, this is, as a matter of fact, it was probably a couple of weeks after Prince died. And if I can probably go back on the playback, I still have my shows archived somewhere on some website. But I remember asking them about, what they thought about Prince and if they had a Prince story they could share. And it was amazing. I know I was floored. I don't remember just in the particulars of it. I think he had, it was one of those, and he opened for this person, and we were in the back, singing his music and things like that. But it was great. It was a great story. And got to get them back on, man. Shout out to them. They're still out in Dallas, Texas, doing their thing, still married, Dallas. Still a beautiful, beautiful couple. Just beautiful. A lot of great music. I mean, a lot of people think that, Yarbrough and Peebles, of course, Don't Stop the Music is a, It's a party jumper. It's their signature song, but they had a lot of great music, man. They had a lot of great albums. That whole Total Experience sound that had the Gap Band and Goody and Penny Ford. That with Lionel Simmons, just an amazing sound. Of course, you had the Solar sound, you had the Hush sound, you had the Total Experience sound, and of course a lot of other sounds in the 80s, but Minneapolis sound, but I mean everyone had their own, was making great music in their own right, and Yarbrough and Peebles had a plethora of music, not just Don't Stop the Music, which is a signature hit, but they had a lot of great songs. I try to, profile a lot of their other stuff, too. So, but shout out to them.
Absolutely. Man, you just said a mouthful. And I love me some Yarbroughs and people, man. And you got to get them back on the video, man. Let's get them back. Let's do interview, man. But,
Here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. I was talking to Miss Alicia. Well, call her Lois. I was talking to Lois, and I said, we go by first name basis here. No, but I got to talk to her. Ready to have the interview with her because I thought Kaven might be out doing whatever he was doing. Next thing you know, he's like, "Hello, I'm here." I'm like, "Oh my God, I got Kaven Yarbrough too." So we had great fun. We talked about the comparisons. A lot of people had that comparison with the duo group you had. The Renee and Angela's and the Ashford and Simpsons and the Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye's all the way back to them. and who else? Billy Davis and Marilyn McCoo, and they're like, oh, we get them all the time, you know. But we love it, you know, because it's like it's great to be in that company, and it's mm-hmm. great to be thought about in that sense. And they just took it in stride, man, and they loved it. And again, they made a lot. They made a lot of great music.
Wow, that man sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like y'all had a lot of fun. You know, you got to get
me
in on that, man.
We did. I know we had so much fun, and again, I know, again, don't just limit yourself to don't stop the music. And they, I mean, their albums, the I think the Heartbeat album, Everybody Loves a Winner, off the top of my head, the Guilty album, Guilty album alone was just was a masterpiece. But yeah, man. Shout out to the Chief Rocker, the late great Frankie Crocker. I heard one of the stories was that on his show in WBLS in New York, he played "Don't Stop the Music" for 24 hours straight. He played the song and kept it on repeat and left the station. And
what?
And you know that's how a lot of people got. You know, kind of got it instilled in them that, hey, this might be a jam right here. So, you know, just a great story. I mean, I'm butchering it. I mean, we got to get them on, and they can kind of give us more of a precise institution of what happened, of how they got the music played and how Don't Stop the Music became like this mega success song.
Great.
Successful.
Wow. All right. Well, man, you sound like you are really enjoying your block. I mean, are you ready to do another block? I'm trying
no,
to take advantage of
it. We got 42 minutes left of the show, man. It's all on you right now because I'm gonna do you the same way tonight. If you know when you get on. Most likely, I'll be eating. So you know.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, we're going to get back into the music here on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. We're just trying to cruise and just, you know, and we're just throwing it back, right? So thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. Let's get going here on Solar Records Radio.
been paying every day.
Just about another 25 minutes left in the show, and we just want to just make sure we just lift you up and bless you, and hopefully you're good and you're well. Welcome. All right, so thank you so much for tuning in today. We love you here at Solar Records Radio. May God bless you and may God keep you, and just keep on doing your thing here at Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you guys. All right, so here we go. Here we go. A little bad luck here. Hello.
Well, downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Losing your money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's true to you. That number's hot stuff, but the book can get you for every cent you got. Walk around in a day with your pockets fat. Go to see a woman and she ain't even there. Think wisdom, but longer track of time. The more I think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call it jinx, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's pulling you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People of the world out there, I know none of y'all satisfied. The way prices have been going up all day, I was out of state, I could barely buy a morning paper, yeah. Had to cut down on smoking, had to cut down on drinking. I sat down on my living room floor. Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Guess what I saw? Saw the President of the United States. The man said he was gonna give it up.
Well, well, well. Guys, we only got about another 15 minutes left in the show. So,
yep.
Don Fleming is back. Scared the crap out of me. Hey, Don. And so we got 15
Boom.
Minutes
it's
left.
It's almost
in the
Halloween,
show. That's right. Why is it like that? My birthday, it's every year. I got to get dressed up for my birthday. It's a crazy time. My birthday is crazy. But it is what it is. So we are celebrating my birthday on Halloween Day here at Solar Records Radio. Even though my birthday is the day before, but it doesn't feel like my birthday until Halloween because every birthday I had as a young child, it was a Halloween birthday party. So there you go. That's my excuse. That's my reasons. So, Don, I'm going to start the block off, but you can close us out after that. How about that?
Okay. No problem, yeah, but I want to go ahead and remind people to tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do the second
part
of our Throwback Thursday. Yeah, Throwback Thursday night. Of course, with the lovely Miss Terry Remsen. She was on your show a little while back, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited. She's a sweetheart. She's a dear sweetheart. So I sent you a flyer and stuff, and I hope that, you know, you guys have a great interview. Are you doing that in the beginning of the show? What time do you have to call in? Okay, so y'all do that part first, then I'll call in afterwards, because I have a lesson that I'm going to be giving a drum lesson that I have to go to. So, but it's all good. I'll be back in plenty of time and we can get back to this.
You are the town celebrity, man. You had like newspaper articles about you and stuff. So, I know you're important.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's a given. So I you're in your communities and a lot of people don't even realize, you know, what you did. And I guess that's a humbling thing, and that's cool to kind of, you know, of course, you just kind of want to live kind of like the easy, quiet life. But not really, because, again, you are a man of your church, and a lot of people kind of, they're like, who is that drummer? Then they find out who you are. Now you're like, oh, we got a celebrity. Let's do these these newspaper interviews and radio interviews and stuff left and right. So yeah, I know you. I guess long story short, you ain't got time for me tonight.
Oh, whatever. I got plenty of time for you, my brother. We do for each other, and that's a blessing. So I'm excited. Look forward to doing that tonight with you. Can't wait. And so anyway, so let me just say this real quickly about JoJo. This is a lady that I really have a lot of love for. She's the lead singer for the Mary Jane Girls. She's always been the lead singer for the Mary Jane Girls. And now she's doing her own thing. And so we're just so excited about her. And so I want to play a song of hers that is like one of my favorite old school jazz tunes, but it's old school. It's Throwback Thursday. So I'm going to throw my little thing in here. Man, this song is bad. Woo, goodness gracious. JoJo, that girl put it down. And so these guys, they did a great job. And then Don Fleming is going to close us out. So much love. God bless all of you guys. And this song is about 4 minutes, Don. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. Wardell Potts, Don Fleming, good night. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful, good evening. If you get a chance, come tune in with us tonight as we kick off part two on Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday. All right, Don.
All right. See y'all tonight.
See y'all tonight. Come on, girl.
Favorite thing. Tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Green colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. could fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.